Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. And remember to keep looking up until...
We now want to talk with Winky Madad. He lives in the area referred to as the West Bank by many people, the true biblical terms, Judea and Samaria. They talk about them as being Jewish settlements. They are communities where people live. The people living there, most of them happen to be Jewish. And, of course, when we bring Winky Madad to the table, we know that where he lives, his community has an unbelievable history dating back about 3,500 years ago to the time when Joshua brought the children of Israel into the land, and they set up their headquarters there in Shiloh. Winky, as I understand it, during the break we were talking, you told me you were out picking some grapes for the Shabbat special time that you have with your family.
That's absolutely right, Jimmy. I am not the best of farmers. However, planting grapevines wasn't too difficult. And I just wait till the summer and I pick them off. Other people here, though, we have about three or four families who have gone into this commercially. Mm. And now they are producing about five different types of wines. We've got... I'd say in a neighborhood of about 8,000 vineyard saplings all over the hills around here, and we're doing very well, making the land give back what we call love when we put into it. And I think that's a very good cooperative effort between us.
You know, that's a neat story. And in fact, I was referring to Joshua just a moment ago. It was Joshua and Caleb who came into the land as part of the 12 spies. They reported back to Moses. It was the land of milk and honey. It was a very special location. And am I not correct? The insignia or the what they use as the emblem or the symbol of the tourism aspect of Israel is two men carrying a large bunch of grapes back into a report to Moses.
That's absolutely, that's right. That's what the Bible records, that they brought to show exactly the land was fruitful and plentiful. And all the area that we live in here in the Shiloh block of communities, about 10 of them, with about 8,000 population, we have made the land come back and give us the grapes that maybe were here but weren't here under the Arab rule. And so we're feeling very good about that.
I'm sure you are. And I'm continuing this conversation because it basically plays in to what I want to talk to you about. I talked with David Dolan politically about the peace talks upcoming this week. Practically, what does it mean? You've told me now that you have about 8,000 residents living there in the Shiloh block of communities, and indeed you're making the land come alive. It's blossoming, as you might want to say. But what about the peace talks? They are going to probably put pressure on the Israeli government to evacuate these areas that are now the habitation and the employment areas for the Jewish people. This is going to be a tough situation.
It is, Jimmy. When we haven't fooled ourselves about the ultimate aims of the other side, and you know they sort of bandy about propaganda terms like ethnic cleansing, but that's basically what they intend to do with us, whereas if anybody's suggested perhaps moving some Arabs from the state of Israel, that would raise a storm on the level of the last flotilla that came in illegally trying to break an internationally sanctioned blockade. So it's very unfair because I think there's a lack of understanding, especially as we approach the end of this construction suspension. I'm sure there's probably a recording in your site archives in which I indicated that, you know, they could have come to the table any time over these past 9 months or so, going on 10. But I was going, I think at that time that they were going to wait to the very last minute and then demand a continuation of the suspension for the talks to go on. So in other words, the suspension didn't actually bring them to the table. Otherwise, they would have jumped at it 8 months ago, 9 months ago. So the connecting of our presence here and peace is really a false connection. It only indicates what type of peace, in quotation marks, Jimmy, our negotiating partner on the other side have for their intentions, and it's not looking good for us.
Let me ask you this, Winky. If indeed the talks result in the fact that the Prime Minister of Israel must cave in to the pressure from the United States, from the European Union, and wherever pressures may come from, to continue this construction freeze in Judea and Samaria, could this possibly bring the end of the Netanyahu government into place and cause the talks to fade away anyway?
I'm sure it would go into sort of a tailspin. The coalition would be very tenuous, to say the least. And the fact that Mr. Barak is the defense minister, it's his signature that we need to do many of the things here, would put a great deal of pressure on Netanyahu to reorganize the coalition. Because he knows, and he has said this, and he has announced this, that the peace that the Arabs have in mind is going to be an existential threat for Israel, security, the airports, other items, besides the fact, as you and I well quite know, it goes against the biblical prophecy and the fact that was at the time the Jews always lived here. You know, everything started, you know, back beginning of or the end of World War One, when the world's nations recognized the historical connection between the Jews and the land of Israel. And for some reason, too many people are forgetting about that and try to wipe it away. And if they wipe that away, of course we are in trouble, because that is our just and moral claim to being where we are in these territories.
Well, and indeed, those prophecies in the Word of God indicate that the land will be yours in perpetuity. So if we're going to see the end result, look at the Bible and the prophetic passages therein to determine what's going to happen. But in the short term, practically, Winky, if indeed they put the pressure on, and in fact there is a Palestinian state put in place, do you see that you'll be picking grapes in the summertime there in Shiloh for the next 5 or 10 years?
Well, not if the Arabs have their way. And I would be very pessimistic about that. I think I would try to be able to stay here. I don't know if anybody can assure my physical security or my children or grandchildren who live nearby. But the situation, I think, is very simple. You just look at 2005. You see Israel had given up the other part of the land of Israel that had been kept until then to the Arabs. Hamas came into place. Missiles came in. Terror went on, and we didn't gain anything by giving over territory. So, I mean, you and I think, understand each other on the biblical and prophetic level. On a political level, we might have some understanding, but on the very simple, rational, and God gave us, I think, the instruments of being a rational thinking person, it just doesn't make sense. And I would hope that all these factors together will be able to permit me to inform you next year that the crop of grapes in the Maidad front lawn are doing very well.
I love that, and I'm going to be coming out there sometime within this next year. Save a couple of those grapes. The grapes in Israel are the very best. Winky, thank you so much for interacting with us as part of our team coverage on this peace process that seemingly wants to get back on track sometime next week in Washington. We'll talk again in the future. Thank you, Winky.
Okay, Jimmy, goodbye to you and our listeners.
Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. You can also send your donations directly to Prophecy Today, P.O. Box 2510, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Thank you, and remember to keep looking up. Until.